Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said vaccines are 95% effective in containing the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Thompson said after vaccination, transmission of the virus is reduced by 90%.
If you're vaccinated and other people are vaccinated near me, if I am positive, you are the barrier to someone else behind you getting the virus. They're protected because you are vaccinated. The spread of the virus, the contagiousness of it, can't reach them because they have to jump on you first and then you spread it to someone else. And because you're already vaccinated, you are helping to prevent transmission. That's why we say these vaccines have turned out to be over 90%, some 93, now 94, 95% effective. And they may not be 100%, but people are taking it that if it's not 100%, it's zero. When it's 90-something percent. And also, with transmission, just by being vaccinated after the second dose, again, transmission is reduced by 90%. So it's working. The vaccines around the world is working. That's why you're hearing that 99% of the people who are coming down with the COVID-19 are the unvaccinated persons. Now, when it's 99%, 97%, it means that 1%, 2%, 3% of people who are vaccinated might still get sick. That's true. A breakthrough infection. But usually, if they do get a breakthrough infection, it's usually just a runny nose, a little sneezing, a headache, or a little sore throat. That's it. So if you get or I get infected, that's all we might well have. Whereas the unvaccinated person could end up with death.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, President of Dominica Charles Saverin says consideration should be given to making vaccination mandatory in order to effectively combat COVID-19. And in Antigua and Barbuda, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 1,303. Internationally, authorities in the Chinese city of Wuhan will begin testing its entire population after a handful of positive coronavirus cases were detected there. Wuhan has recorded 7 locally transmitted cases, the first local infections in more than a year. Meanwhile, the United States has donated and shipped more than 110 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to more than 60 countries ranging from Afghanistan to Zambia. President Joe Biden is expected to discuss that milestone and more in remarks updating the public on the U.S. strategy to slow the spread of coronavirus abroad. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.